Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Do you remember when Republicans spent every second of every day talking about Hunter Biden and this corruption story that never really panned out? They had a whole impeachment inquiry. They talked about it literally every day on Fox News. It was the worst thing in the world. And now under this administration, we are seeing actual corruption on a scale that is truly hard to put into words. And I want to break down this brand new article we got today that is really quite stunning, that sheds new light on this story that we've heard a little bit about, but now really have some key details of, that the White House intervened to get a $620 million deal for a company directly tied to Donald Trump Jr. Absolutely insane. We're going to hop into this. And Gavin Newsom tweeting just today, this week alone, the DOJ opens an investigation into the woman Trump raped, which is, again, obviously the DOJ being hyper-politicized, going after political opponents, now going after, again, the woman Donald Trump raped, the woman Donald Trump was found liable for sexually abusing. So effing disgusting. The White House is caught steering $620 million contract to Don Jr.'s firm. That's what we're going to get into. The Pentagon hands out a $10 billion contract after Trump buys stock in the company. Foreign governments are caught funneling hundreds of millions into a random JP Morgan account tied to Trump's Board of Peace with no oversight. And it's just Thursday. The corruption isn't hidden anymore. It's happening out in the open. And it's happening out in the open. We also have the $1.7 billion slush fund from, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago with no oversight that will just hand money to pro-Trump figures. We're going to go back to the ProPublica article, but just the last, like, 2 weeks for Don Jr. in general have been humiliating and very strange. If anyone remembers, Donald Trump decided not to show up to his son's wedding, which was quite odd. But I want to point out, yesterday he said that he's going to go to a Knicks game, a finals game. So he has time to go to the Knicks game. He tried to go to the Knicks game before they won their series, but couldn't go. But I guess he couldn't find time to go to Don Jr.'s wedding.
Are you attending your son's wedding this weekend, by the way?
He'd like me to go, but it's going to be just a small little private affair, and I'm going to try and make it. I'm in the midst. I said, you know, this is not good timing for me. I have a thing called Iran and other things. That's one I can't win on. If I do attend, I get killed. If I don't attend, I get killed.
The perpetual victim complex from Donald J. Trump, and he would end up not attending. But then this from his cabinet meeting yesterday.
Happening. So, President Trump, the Knicks game next week?
No, I was invited to the, I was going to go on Wednesday, but they closed it out very quickly. And Jim Dolan's a great guy. He's, as you know, owns and in charge of Madison Square Garden. He's having a good year. Boy, what a team. They win all their games. They have some great players. I think I'll be going to one of the games. Yeah, I was invited by numerous people and Jim, and I think I'll be going. It's great. Great to see it.
You know, the Knicks, election fraud.
So the Knicks owner invited Donald Trump to a finals game, and he apparently has time to go amidst all the busy work he has, amidst Iran, amidst, you know, prices exploding, inflation exploding, gas prices, you know, really for a lot of people here, somewhere in the $5 range, consumer confidence at an all-time low. He's like, I'm so busy with all this stuff I screwed up. I can't go to my son's wedding. Oh, but the Knicks? I'll go to the Knicks. Also, Don Jr., and it's crazy more people aren't talking about this. Don Jr. married a woman named Bonetta Anderson. He's been married before. He gets married again. Of course, I mean, that's kind of par for the course in the Trump world. Bonetta Anderson's dad seems to be pretty fond of Epstein. Why does everybody in this world have a connection to Epstein? This is a letter from 1998 from Bonetta Anderson's dad, H. Loy Anderson. And if we scroll up here, again, somebody here tweeting about it. Mr. Epstein enjoys an excellent reputation in our community. Jeffrey is a gentleman of the highest integrity. This is close to the year 2000. Those are the exact words that Bonetta Anderson's father used in this letter here to describe Jeffrey Epstein. All right. That literally everybody in this world is tied to Jeffrey Epstein. Donald Trump, was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. We still don't have all the Epstein files. It is such a disgrace. Before we loop back to the article, let's set this up a little bit. This is a little bit about this firm and other things related to Don Jr. And before we hop into it, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Walker channel. It would mean a lot if you check out my YouTube channel down below. Maybe show some love, hit like, subscribe if you like the way I do videos. And also here on the Adam Walker channel, obviously trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media and doing it by uplifting Gen Z voices. So if you appreciate the work that we do, it would mean a lot if you hit like and subscribe.
This amazing. Trump wants to increase the military budget to a record $1.5 trillion. Since 2020, roughly half of Pentagon spending has gone to private defense companies that have raked in billions of dollars in taxpayer-funded government contracts. And it just so happens that Don Jr. and Eric Trump are investors or advisors in several of these companies. As the so-called peace president wages war across the globe, Trump's own kids seem eager to cash in. Defense companies like Unusual Machines and Extend, two drone manufacturers that have both received lucrative contracts under Trump as the Pentagon boosts its spending on drones. And PowerUs, a new drone company that's also seeking to meet Pentagon demand, as well as selling to Gulf countries that have been recently attacked by Iran.
Powering the future of autonomy.
And then there's Vulcan Elements, a little-known startup that produces rare earth magnets used in military equipment. Vulcan received investment from Don Jr.'s venture capital firm in August 2025, and then landed a huge funding deal from the Pentagon just 3 months later. Don Jr.'s venture capital firm also holds sizable investments in other defense contractors. That includes Anduril, whose founder was a major fundraiser for Trump's 2024 campaign.
Hey, you know, and I did not just in this election, I supported him last time around, and I supported him in 2016. And I don't know if you know this, I actually wrote a letter to Donald Trump in 2011 telling him that he should run for president. So I've been on the tech for Trump train for longer than just about anyone.
It's crazy how all these individuals, specifically CEOs, will sell their souls because they know in this political climate, you basically have to suck up to Donald Trump and your company will do much better. He could award you contracts. But really, it's about the fact that if you don't, if you talk poorly about Donald Trump, he could investigate you. He will talk badly about you publicly. He could sign executive orders against you. It's crazy the amount of government overreach we're seeing in this. The party of small government, we're witnessing the largest expansion of government, of executive authority, in all of our lifetime. So let's talk about one of those companies, Vulcan Elements, that was just talked about on that video. Because again, we got more details. This from ProPublica. When the Pentagon announced a $620 million loan last year to a small North Carolina startup linked to Donald Trump Jr., defense officials and the company tried to tamp down suspicions of cronyism. The president's eldest son said through a spokesperson that he wasn't involved. The Pentagon said Trump Jr. played no role in the record-setting deal, and the startup's founder told reporters that his company, Vulcan Elements, received zero political favoritism. This paragraph is no different than me saying I'm 6'8 and I play for the Los Angeles Lakers. It is complete. It's ridiculous. You have to be so blind if you actually believe that. Interviews and Defense Department records reviewed by ProPublica showed that the request to loan hundreds of millions of dollars to the firm linked to Trump Jr. was made by Peter Navarro, a White House advisor to President Donald Trump's and a friend of Trump's Jr. Of the dozens of companies the Pentagon was considering funding at the time, Vulcan's was the only deal initiated by a top aide to the president, said an official at the Pentagon who was not authorized to speak publicly. So us learning more here, the White House directly intervening at essentially Peter Navarro's request, Peter Navarro making this happen, saying, let's get this done. After defense officials got the White House request, they asked Pentagon staff to move at an unusually rapid pace, said another person who was involved in the deal at the Pentagon but not authorized to speak about it. The staff worked late nights and with little sleep to get the loan through in a matter of weeks. Quote, the call came from the White House, we have to get this done, the person said. The deal is one of many actions the Trump administration that have helped companies in which the Trump family holds stakes, which I know many of you know. Government contracts and other benefits have gone to various Trump-linked companies, promoting allegations of self-dealing by Democratic lawmakers and good government experts. But ProPublica's reporting on the Vulcan loan represents the first time the awarding of a contract from a federal agency has been directly linked to White House intervention. The loan was a massive financial commitment from the Pentagon in its effort to fund companies that could help the U.S. reduce dependence on China's critical mineral supply chains. The deal was a dramatic win for Vulcan, a North Carolina rare earth magnet company that launched just 2 weeks earlier, and estimates of its valuation 10x'd after this, after the Pentagon announced the deal. Let's scroll down here. Again, this is talking about that there's other good news because some of the other companies that you heard in that video I just played, obviously also tied to Trump Jr., and those companies are getting contracts from the Pentagon. So Navarro, who served as a Trump advisor in Trump's first term, and Trump Jr. have formed a close bond in recent years. Donald Trump Jr. visited Navarro when he was in prison for defying a subpoena investigating January 6th. Donald Trump Jr. is one of the small group of people Navarro dedicated his latest book to for, quote, having my back when it was against the wall. And a week before this Vulcan deal was announced, $620 million of our dollars, over half a billion dollars, Trump Jr. hosted Navarro, now the president's senior counsel for trade and manufacturing, on his streaming show, encouraging his nearly 2 million subscribers to buy Navarro's book. Navarro did not respond to questions from ProPublica sent to him directly. Neither did Vulcan. A White House spokesperson was like, we do the best job ever. We're never involved in any corruption. Donald Trump Jr. spokesperson said that he had no knowledge of the deal. Again, I'm 6'8 and I play for the Los Angeles Lakers. Just absurdly ridiculous statements. No company receives preferential treatment, a Pentagon spokesperson said. And Richard Painter, the chief White House ethics officer during the George W. Bush administration, in this article saying, quote, this is our money they're spending. This is the corruption we pay for. Now, this article goes on to describe kind of the funding mechanism here for the Trump administration and how economically, obviously, we've been competing with China now for 5 or 10 years, really ramping up around rare earth minerals and chips, etc. But I want to scroll down here to talk a little more specifically about this deal. As it says here, because of its size and connection to Trump Jr., the Vulcan deal has drawn the most scrutiny. A group of Democratic senators demanded that the Pentagon provide an accounting of how the company was awarded the loan, writing that the Trump family's conflicts of interest could be, quote, resulting in a waste of taxpayer dollars and a threat to national security. Democrats in the House tried to subpoena Trump Jr. to testify on the Vulcan deal, but were blocked by Republicans. Of course, the most transparent administration of all time. Republicans care about transparency. They care about waste of fraud and abuse. Vulcan was launched in 2023 by a student at Harvard Business School. The private company quickly began securing a series of relatively small defense contracts beginning during the Biden administration. Its first manufacturing facility opened, think about this, in March of 2025, according to an interview with its founder published that month. The firm's funding around that time was less than $10 million. In August of 2025, Vulcan announced $65 million in investments, including from 1789 Capital, the venture firm that Trump Jr. joined as a partner after his father was elected to the second term. And so, again, think about this timeline. They only have secured roughly $10 million in funding. They're building like their first facility. They get $65 million in investment. A lot of that, although an undisclosed amount of it, being from Trump Jr.'s firm. So in August of 2025, Vulcan announced $65 million in investments, including from 1789 Capital, the venture firm that Trump Jr. joined as a partner after Donald Trump was elected. Neither 1789 nor Vulcan has publicly disclosed how much of a stake the venture firm has taken. So again, think about this. Now it's August 2025. They get an extra $65 million in investments. And staff in the Office of Strategic Capital learned of the White House request to give a loan to Vulcan around September or October, an official involved said. It's unclear how the White House request was delivered, Peter Navarro, or if it was presented as an order or in a recommendation, probably an order. There's really no such thing. Hey, do this or your job at the Pentagon is completely a toast. Asked about the Vulcan deal being expedited, the Pentagon spokesperson said defense officials balance, quote, lightning speed with rigorous diligence to close high impact deals that directly strengthen America's defense and empower our warfighters. So in November, the Pentagon announced its plans to lend another $620 million to the company and another $80 million to its partner, ReElement. The company would also get $50 million in incentives from the Commerce Department. In exchange, the government would take a $50 million stake in Vulcan with the right to buy more later. Vulcan, which at the time had fewer than 50 employees, said it would use the windfall to build a large new facility that would churn out thousands of tons of magnets a year. It said it planned to ramp up in the coming years, adding hundreds of new jobs. And the deal was good news for Vulcan's investors, including Trump Jr.'s firm, because its valuation went from around $200 million to $2 billion. $2 billion, that's a 10x on your investment. Navarro's role in initiating the deal was not publicly disclosed. Again, it's very clear now that Navarro essentially made this deal happen. He went to the Pentagon and said, hey, we need to do this. Here's the request. It's coming directly from the White House. Make it happen. And then this article goes on a little bit more to explain some of the other companies that you heard about in that video being tied to Don Jr. and getting Pentagon contracts. You guys have to let me know what you think of this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you making it to the end of this video. Shout out ProPublica. What a great article, great investigative reporting. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel down below. Give it maybe a subscribe. Show some love to my most recent video. It goes a long way. Make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Mockler channel, and I will see you in the next video.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.